I'm joined now by the CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, Shafiwa Shivengwa. Mr. Shivengwa, thank you very much for your time on Cape Talk this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Okay, as the Tourism Business Council, you're a very important umbrella body here. What is your understanding about what is allowed in terms of tourism and hotels and accommodation within a province?
We have gone through the regulations that have been issued. We have read them thoroughly, and we have also spoken to our legal people to read this regulation thoroughly. The history of this regulation is that, accommodation was open during level 3 for business travel. When the president announced again the opening of accommodation on an advanced level 3, and the subsequent regulation that came, it meant that the accommodation is open for more things other than the business travel, of which the only other thing that it wasn't open for was leisure travel. So we have looked at the regulations, and as far as we've read the regulation allows for people to stay at accommodation or hotels or B&Bs or many other accommodation that's out there that is stipulated in exception of home sharing within the province of their own residence. That's how we read the regulation. I have since written a letter to the department to say this is our understanding of regulations, and if our understanding of regulation is wrong, please let us know in writing so that I can have it in writing to say you are saying no, our understanding is wrong. I don't have that in writing from the department. I've written to them on Monday. Nobody has written to me as I'm speaking to you to say you cannot stay at this accommodation, and therefore our interpretation is that we are open for leisure travel within the province of your residence. You can go and have a holiday.
So you're open for leisure travel, but am I allowed to travel, which is a separate issue? You are saying the accommodation can be open, but am I allowed to travel from, say, Cape Town to Plettenberg Bay?
Absolutely.
For leisure?
As long as you're within your province, you're allowed to travel for leisure. That's how we've interpreted this regulation, and the movement of people is allowed within their own province, because if you look at it, it says inter-provincial travel is not allowed, moving to the other province. The inverse is that within your own province, you are allowed to travel. So that's how we've interpreted it and say, if you live in Western Cape, you can travel within Western Cape. You can stay at a hotel or resort within Western Cape. That is allowed.
I remember the president specifically ruling out Airbnb and similar services. That's not allowed.
Yes, that's why I said the home sharing is the one that's not allowed for leisure. And if you look at the guidelines that were issued by the minister, they talk about family travel. Of course, family travel, it's not business travel. Surely it is leisure travel and how they should use accommodation. So as far as we've interpreted all these rules, it means that we are allowed to operate. You are allowed to travel within the province where you reside. You can go to George. You can go to any other place within Western Cape that is allowed, unless otherwise it's put us in writing, which they have not done. And I've subjected this whole thing to our legal team to look at it. And if we need to seek a declaration from the courts, we will do so.
What about the fact Dana's made this point on a WhatsApp? You can go to a guest house, but they can't serve food, no breakfast nor dinner, so isn't it pointless if it's not self-catering?
Look, food is allowed to be sold within an accommodation establishment as well, and this came at level 3 when hotels were open for business people. It wouldn't make any sense to say that a business person can travel from Johannesburg to Cape Town, and you stay at a hotel, and you're not allowed to be served food. Of course, there are protocols that we've developed that guide how the food should be served. Also, protocols that we've developed on how to clean the rooms, how to do check-in, and so forth and so on. So with these guidelines, we have de-risked the sector. We have ensured that the entire value chain, can mitigate the spread of the virus, just like any other sector that's been opened. So that's why we're saying that, we are open for business, and surely food can be served when someone is at the establishment.
It is a bit confusing. I know Fred Haase's Cape chairperson was on Cape Talk, I think 2 days ago, saying his understanding was that the sector was not open, that leisure travel was not allowed within the province. So there is a degree of confusion. Hey, have you had a response from the department yet?
No, there is no response from the department, and that's why I'm coming on to clarify that, to say that, you know, leisure travel within your own province is allowed, because we are talking as the TBCSA. We are talking to the department. I have written to the department myself, and I've said if our understanding of the regulation is wrong, you must let us know in writing. I haven't received anything in writing that says your understanding is wrong. So therefore, it means that our interpretation of this regulation, it's sound, and you know we can follow it until otherwise we're informed that it is not. Because we're reading the regulation in the way that we understand them. And we've had many people read this, and our understanding is that it's allowed.
Thank you very much indeed for your time. That is the CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, Shafiwa Shivangwa, who is categoric that at the moment leisure travel is allowed and certain types of accommodation are allowed to be open to accommodate leisure travellers within the province. That is not what Fred Haase understood. But that has been changed in the view of the TBC. They have written to the government and said, this is our understanding, and until you tell us in writing, this is what we're acting on. It is a little bit confusing. I certainly thought you were not allowed to travel for leisure, and that was Fidas's understanding. But according to the Tourism Business Council, we can. And there can be hotels and certain kinds of guest houses and B&Bs that can accommodate us, but no home sharing and no Airbnb.